Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau, KRWG News Time is 7:45. Las Cruces Public Schools recently held a job fair to help fill the district's teacher shortage. Michael Hernandez reports.
Educators arrived to Las Cruces Public Schools job fair with resumes in hand, ready to fill positions as substitutes and full-time teachers. The 24,000-plus student district is in the midst of a substitute teacher shortage. Chief Human Resources Officer Miguel Serrano says it's nothing new.
The need for substitute has been basically district-wide. I don't necessarily want to say that it's one per school over the other one. It's just, for example, sometimes where the flu epidemic hit us hard in January, some teachers at other school at some schools where there was more teachers sick than other schools. So it's not necessarily a one particular school issue. It's a district-wide issue, and it does vary from time to time.
While the flu season hit the district especially hard this year, Serrano says there are other reasons for the shortage. He says substitutes are often promoted to educational assistants or leave for jobs that pay more, so they're always in demand. Serrano says the district hires between 10 and 20 substitutes a week to fill the gaps and hosted the fair to increase the pool.
We are working towards having these job fairs where we're going to hire hundreds of substitutes, like in April, having them in the summer, and starting to be more proactive in getting our pool of substitutes to be so abundant that even if some of them get other jobs, get promoted, or et cetera, we're not playing catch-up, but we're actually staying on top of the game.
Serrano says he knows low substitute pay is another reason for the small pool of applicants. The district's starting pay for subs is $9.52 an hour and goes to $11.59 an hour, depending on education level and prior experience. That's more than Albuquerque Public Schools, where starting pay is $8.85 an hour for contingency subs, although the next pay grades are slightly higher. Among the more than 120 teachers who interviewed, three dozen applied for substitute positions, including Gilbert Gill. A Las Cruces native, Gill is applying to be a high school math and physics substitute. Gill says he recently retired from White Sands Missile Range after 38 years as an electronics engineer and wants to help fill the shortage among STEM teachers.
There's no doubt we're becoming an increasingly technological society, and the educational system has to reflect that. I think we certainly have a very good post-secondary college and university system, but more at the vocational and technical level. I think more could be done to make people work ready and not necessarily with a four-year degree. And I'd like to contribute to that.
So does Irania Gomez, who says she has her substitute and educational assistant licenses, but dreams of being a full-time teacher. While Gomez hasn't taught yet, she says she began working as a recess monitor in August to make sure she's fully prepared for the job. She also says the pay doesn't mean as much to her.
To me, it's the experience with the kids, because that's something that I enjoy. So it's more gratifying working with kids than the pay to me, because I have children of my own. So that's my pay.
But Gomez, who likes math, says she knows she has bills to pay.
I am fully aware that I need to pay my bills. You know what I mean? I'm fully aware of the pay. I think it should be a little bit higher, because I don't know if, you know, people are completely aware of the tasks and the energy that is put into teaching children. I think it's very overlooked. I do believe that it should be a little bit higher, because a substitute teacher can do sometimes the same thing as a teacher normally can.
Serrano says the district is looking at ways to increase substitute pay and is studying what other districts in the state pay their subs.
Not that we want to structure our pay with what they're paying, but we want to see if the pay in our district is consistent to what other people are doing in the state, or if it's basically different.
Serrano says some pay options include providing more incentives for substitutes with bachelor's and master's degrees, or paying them a flat rate versus hourly. That's what the El Paso Independent School District does, where non-degreed subs earn $70 for a full day, while those with degrees make $80. While Gill says he doesn't need the pay, he says teachers who do need to be paid higher overall.
There's a lot of teachers on strike across the nation, and I think they need to be heard. I think you get what you pay for, and I think we need to pay our teachers much better than we're paying them right now.
Educators in several states are striking for higher pay. After weeks of protests in Arizona, Governor Doug Ducey proposed to give teachers a 20% raise by 2020. That may not be enough, as Arizona teachers recently voted in favor of a statewide walkout. For KRWG, I'm Michael Hernandez.